Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The 10th week of the 2022 regular legislative session is complete. The deadline for original floor action on general bills and constitutional amendments originating in other houses has passed. The deadline for original floor action on appropriations and revenue bills originating in other houses is Tuesday, March the 15th. Cash in lieu legislation en route to the governor's desk, House Bill 843. On Wednesday, March the 9th, the House chamber concurred with the changes that the Senate chamber made to House Bill 843 by a vote of 119-3. With this action being taken, this measure will not go to conference, but instead be routed to the governor's desk. As a reminder, last year MAS worked to get a Medicare in lieu bill passed into law that gave counties the opportunity to offer their Medicare eligible employees an opportunity to transition to Medicare and away from the county's health benefit plan. Unfortunately, we found out that the federal government, Medicare regulations, deemed it illegal to treat one group different from another. House Bill 843 allows for a cash in lieu instead of Medicare in lieu, and this methodology will allow everyone to participate in cash in lieu without federal regulations creating any type of prohibitions. Rural Fire Truck Acquisition Program survives deadline and passes Senate Chamber, House Bill 842. On Wednesday, March the 9th, the Senate chamber passed out House Bill 842 by a vote of 52-0. House Bill 842 authorizes two additional rounds for counties regarding the Rural Fire Truck Acquisition Program. Note, this measure will now head to the House chamber for concurrence or non-concurrence. Purchase threshold measure survives deadline and passes House chamber. On Wednesday, March the 9th, the House chamber passed out Senate Bill 2371 by a vote of 110-9. Senate Bill 2371 increases from $50,000 to $75,000 for purchases from the lowest and best bidder without publishing or posting advertisement for bids, provided that at least two competitive bids have been obtained. Note, this measure will now head back to the Senate chamber for concurrence or non-concurrence. State revenue collections continues to exceed expectation. On Monday, March 7th, the Mississippi Legislative Budget Office released their fiscal year 2022 revenue collection report for the month of February. The report disclosed that the total revenue collections for the month of February fiscal year 2022 is $101,362,084, or 31.76% above estimated projections. Regarding year-to-date, revenue collections through February 2022 are $768,408,412, or 21.46% above projected sine die estimates. This concludes this week's MAS Weekly Legislative Update. The House and Senate will gavel back in on Monday, March the 14th. Thank you.